piano. Got my own office, all the coffee I can tolerate. I've got decent benefits, but I don't have a friend. I see Sarah by the copier, telling me how's your Monday been. She smiles and says a couple words, and slowly walks away. Yeah, I've got someone at home, but I'm not used to eating lunch alone. And I know that I'm the new guy, but I've never been the quiet type. And so I send a message to the great beyond. Send me a work wife. I remember you were a force of nature. You could talk, but you could listen. You told me not to dwell. You worked harder than I did, but you picked me up when my car broke down. And when my boss popped off, you were the first one I would tell. And you called me on my flaws during lunchtime when we took our endless walks. And I know that this is crazy, but you wormed your way into my life. I'm so lost without you here. I miss my work wife. I miss my work wife. And you were beautiful, but you gave me a look to say, hey, don't be ridiculous. And I liked you more for that. And you were kinda crazy, but you held it all together. Not my bride and not my mother, my slightly less significant other. Talked about the memos, how they had to cut expenses, and it would not be easy, and I told you to lay low. You helped me keep my head on straight, which made me a good candidate, and I didn't want to leave you, but I knew I had to go. And you said I'd be okay, and I smiled and said, you're gonna do just great. You always saw the best in me, a friendship of necessity. And I know that you're out there, only one phone call away. But now I'm walking these cold halls, I got no one to talk to. But I see Sarah pass me and she smiles. I need a work wife. Oh, send me a work wife. Oh.